Thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. A split with Atlanta would keep the Marlins on top for this 10-game homestand, a reminder to come out to the ballpark and earn some Fish Family bonus points. You can also pick up 20 points today by using the bonus code LEFTY. Yesterday at Marlins Park, it was a left-hander's turn. Adam Conley, through 8 innings, did not allow a run and helped the Marlins take 1-of-2 from the Atlanta Braves. Tonight, we'll see two more lefties on the mound, but closing out the quick 2-game series against Atlanta, here's Glenn Geffner.
The Marlins sealed the deal. They beat the Braves 3-0, and they salvage a split of this 2-game series at Marlins Park. Adam Conley on the mound for the Marlins on this Wednesday afternoon. John Gant, the rookie, facing Miami for the first time. And this game was scoreless into the bottom of the second inning when we saw all the runs we'd see in this game. A leadoff triple from Marcelo Ozuna to get things started against Gant. And with a man at third, nobody out, up step Justin Bour.
The pitch. And he crushes a ball to deep right. He found a way. This ball is up, up, and away. A home run for Justin Bour and 2-0 Marlins.
Bour with home run number 12 on this season. RBIs 35 and 36 to give the Marlins the lead. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins just getting started, though, in that second inning. After the Bour home run, Derek Dietrich singled. Chris Johnson singled. Two on, nobody out. For the number 8 man, the catcher, Jeff Mathis.
1-2, the count on Mathis. And the pitch. And Mathis strokes a single to left field. Coming around third is Dietrich. He's been waved home. Digging for third is Johnson, and he is out at third base. A single and an RBI for Mathis to give the Marlins a 3-0 lead.
Johnson raced to third base, Francoeur to Darno, left fielder to the third baseman. And the Marlins would have 3 runs in the second inning, but that would be it. They'd score 3 runs on 6 hits, sending 8 men to the plate in the inning. They had a 3-0 lead, and that would prove to be plenty for Adam Conley. Conley got in a very good role in this ball game, and he got some help from his defense. Danny Echevarria had a couple of great plays, and so did Ichiro, who got the start in right field today. With 2 outs in the 5th inning, Conley pitching with a 3-0 lead. He allowed a double to Eric Ibar, so there was a man at second with 2 down when Conley faced the pitcher, John Gant.
Here's a ball hit in the air down the right field line, and here comes Ichiro to foul ground. He makes the sliding catch for out number 3. Great effort by Ichiro. Gant is out. Ichiro in foul ground sliding under that one.
So a lot of good defense behind Adam Conley in this ball game, and he made it through 8 for the first time in his big league career. Conley, 8 innings of 4-hit shutout ball. He walked 1, struck out 4, threw 114 pitches, 78 strikes, second highest pitch count for Conley in a major league contest. So this game went to the 9th, 3-0 Miami. A.J. Ramos came on looking to slam the door. Freddie Freeman bounced out to begin the 9th. Jeff Francoeur struck out, but then back-to-back singles by Nick Markakis and pinch hitter A.J. Pierzynski. So the Braves got the tying man to the plate with 2 outs in the 9th. These Braves just don't go away. We've learned that this year. 2 on, 2 outs. Their last hope, Chase Darno.
3-2 now from Ramos. The pitch. A swing and a ball in the air to left. Coming in is Yelich. Makes the catch. And it's all academic now. All of the thinking and the what if. Because A.J. Ramos got it done. Strands a couple of runners, and the Marlins have shut out the Atlanta Braves and stopped their 6-game win streak. And the Marlins pick up a win after dropping the last 2. And Adam Conley with a terrific outing here this afternoon. 8 innings, 114 pitches, combines with A.J. Ramos on a 6-hit shutout. Over 8, Conley only gave up 4. Marlins win 3-0 and get ready for the Chicago Cubs.
Marlins improved to 4-2 in the homestand. They've allowed 15 runs in the first 6 games of this 10-game homestand. It'll get tougher with the Cubs coming in for 4 beginning tomorrow. For Miami, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. For the Braves today, no runs, 6 hits, no errors. They strand 7. Adam Conley the winner with 8 scoreless innings. He's 4-4. John Gant, the loser, drops to 1-2 for the Braves. He allowed 3 runs on 7 hits and 5 2/3. A.J. Ramos, save number 23 on the season. He's 23-for-23. More on that coming up. Time of the ball game, a brisk 2 hours, 27 minutes. And a crowd of 22,642 goes home happy as the Marlins win it 3-0. Miami now 38-34. Back to 500, 18-18 here at Marlins Park. Braves fall to 24-47. They are 15-20 on the road. Jose Fernandez last night, Adam Conley today. The two Marlins starters combined to work 15 innings of five-hit shutout ball in the two games against the Braves. They walked three and struck out 11. Jose had to settle for the no decision after the blown save last night. Conley gets the win today.
Conley's record on the season now an even 4-4, his best professional outing with eight scoreless innings. He allowed just four hits. But the runs came from Justin Bour, who in his last seven games has six RBI, two home runs, and is batting an even .500. After the final out, Kyle Seeloff caught up with Bour outside the Marlins dugout.
Your home run in the second inning, you've been very vocal by saying, I'm going to hit it where they pitch it. Is that a situation there where you get a pitch inside and you drive it over the wall?
No, that's a situation where all the pressure is really on the pitcher. You know, Ozuna did an awesome job of taking that first pitch and driving in the gap for a triple. So, you know, when that time comes along, got a guy on third base and no outs, you know, the pressure is really on the pitcher and, you know, just trying to get the job done and driving the ball where I can to get him in.
How important is it, Justin, that you guys don't let losing streaks linger? You lose last night, you pick up a win this afternoon, you start winning in bunches.
Yeah, I mean, this is a winning team. You know, it's not a team that's just going to settle for losing. So, you know, if we do lose, you turn the page, go on to the next day. I think that's what we did today.
As we said at the top, two left-handed pitchers set to square off at Marlins Park tonight. Wei-Yin Chin for the Fish and John Lester for the Chicago Cubs. The weekend looks as such, 7-10 tonight, 7-10 tomorrow, 4-10 on Saturday, and a 1-10 first pitch Sunday afternoon. For this evening, join us for Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, which starts at 6:40. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Gaffner start the series against baseball's best record at 7:10 p.m. Go to Marlins.com, get tickets for the weekend, or listen to the radio broadcast. Also tune in on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.